We are the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are very excited today to be doing our first Christmas update, where we are going to be talking and giving our little reviews of the Up movies that they are doing this year. If you want to see our preview of all of the Up movies plus the rest of the channels, then check out our preview, I'll put a link in the description section. But I'm Rachel, and Amber's here.
Hello, everybody.
And our other network correspondent, Amy Lynn Craig, is here.
Hello.
Yay. And so we're here to talk about the first of the Up releases. We're talking about A Christmas Switch. And this premiered this last weekend on Up TV. And we're just going to give our little review. It's not going to be a full-length podcast, but it's going to be really fun. So, Amy, what was your overall thoughts about this film?
I really liked it. I thought it was really cute. I kind of thought of it as like a Freaky Friday kind of parent trappy combination, and I thought it was really, really cute, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Enjoyed it. Body swapping movies is one of my favorite weird little genres. And I mean, one of my favorite movies of all time is Your Name, which is totally a body swapping movie. It's more of a drama. I've always just really enjoyed that whole idea of sort of living in someone else's skin and experiencing their life. And I actually was really excited about this movie because back when I used to do NaNoWriMo, I wrote an entire book called The Holiday Switch, which was basically the same story, except for one was a single girl and one was a stay-at-home mom. And so they pretty close executed my idea, and so that was sort of fun to see in fruition in this kind of thing, and I really did enjoy it. So Amber, what was your thoughts?
I thought it was really fun. It was better than Switch for Christmas last mm-hmm. year. Sorry, CCB. It wasn't afraid to do the funny. It wasn't afraid to be like, mixed understandings, and like the husband tries to kiss you and you're like, no, thank you, you are not my husband. So I appreciated that. For me, like, I have a tough time when people sing in shows and they're trying to be all serious. But whatever, aside from the singing part, which she did a good job, it's just I'm like, stop singing. I don't like when people sing at me, and she was singing at me. That being said, I thought it was really fun, and heard the little daughter was the cutest person in the whole universe.
Yeah.
But I know.
Anyone had a cuter voice?
No.
She was so cute. So yeah, so basically, we'll keep this spoiler free this review, but basically it's about this struggling waitress / singer that's kind of a diner / karaoke bar that she works at, and people like expect her to sing and everything like that. But she works really hard. She has a little girl. And then this other woman, a record executive, that has a older daughter, teenage daughter, and she's a hardworking woman, hardworking mom, but she is a little disconnected from her family. But I liked that she wasn't an ice queen. She wasn't a terrible person. I really hate that when it's like, oh, you're a working woman, you're awful. And so she was just a little disconnected, needed a little bit of work. And so they end up at this Christmas store. There's this woman, older woman, who's kind of Christmas magic woman, and they both grab for the same ornament, and they end up switching places. And so that's basically the setup for the movie. And do you enjoy that kind of setup, Amy?
Yeah, I thought it was really cute. The little ornament. And I thought it was cute. I liked it.
Yes. So the two women were played by Jackie Sadin, who played Audrey, and Ashley Wood, who played Julia. And I thought they did a pretty good job of showing their different personalities and also showing the other person inside of them, you know, which is hard to do. And at least I can imagine it's hard to pull off. And they were there for the physical comedy. I thought was funny. And, you know, in our preview, we were concerned that.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast, called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
That they were, because it said family, and we're like, are they married? And they are, both of them. Amber, how did you think that they pulled off that dynamic?
You know, I appreciated that because it wasn't like, there wasn't any like, oh, hey, there's this new thing going on with my wife that I like. Like, there wasn't any kind of creepy stuff. And I like that, like, right away, they were like, what's the sleeping situation going to be? And the one's like, well, when I'm working, he sleeps somewhere else, so that won't be a problem. And then the other one's like, oh, when I have back problems, I sleep on the couch. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't concerning. And the husbands were just kind of like, you're acting kind of weird, wife. it was addressed, but spoiler alert. Sorry, I forgot this was spoiler free. Spoiler free, they don't sleep with the other people's husbands, so...
This is uplifting television.
This is uplifting television. They wouldn't do that shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the daughter of the working woman, she was played by Ona Gregory, named Laurel. And so Laurel misses having her mother, like, in her life. And whereas I forget which one was which, but anyway, that woman, she feels like, oh, I'm raising a really independent daughter who doesn't really need me that much in her life. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was a pretty, pretty good dynamic and pretty interesting. I thought it worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And then the other mother with the little girl, she is just stretching herself way too thin. She was like volunteering for things and everything. And so it took this working mom to say, this professional to say, nope, I'm saying no to that. And I'm saying no to that. And so I thought that worked pretty well as well.
Yeah. And I think spoiler alert. I think it's nice that they both, as you're supposed to in these body swapping situations, they both learned from the other person's experience and getting that perspective on not only their own lives, but someone else's life.
Yeah.
Which that's the only way these work.
Yeah.
I think so. And I thought that overall they did a good job with the acting, and it was better made than the Upper movies last year. There wasn't any really distracting directorial or lighting choices, which was a problem I had last year. And I mean, I thought the segments where she sang, I didn't mind that she was singing, but I thought they were sort of done a little bit weird. It was like all of a sudden she's on American Idol or something. Like, it was a little bit weird, but overall, I thought it was pretty decently well made and pretty entertaining, and I enjoyed it. And so, yeah.
How many clouds do you give it, Rachel?
Yeah, so I'm going to give it, four clouds. I really did. I did enjoy it.
Oh, that's Rachel enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. But like I said, this is kind of my dream movie in a way. Like, literally, I've written a book with almost the same plot. So there you go. What about you, Amber?
And so I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. For me, honestly, the best part was the adorable kid, because you can't beat her. She wasn't like too adorable. She was like the perfect amount of adorable, and her voice was just like the cutest thing.
Yeah.
But that being said, I enjoyed the rest of the movie as well. So I'm actually giving it 3.8 clouds.
Very good. Great. What about you, Amy?
I'm gonna give it 4 clouds also. I really enjoyed it. that little girl the whole time. I was like, with the little girl, I was like, watch out, Opal. This little girl's coming for your job.
Right? I was like, Opal, you're in trouble.
I'm going to be the Up Network cutie, like resident cutie. Yeah.
Resident cutie, watch out.
I mean, that's why Ava's in like three Christmas movies. She's got an
upper game.
Yeah, that's right.
Boots Hallmark's ratings. Like, she just like, oh, cute kid, up.
I encourage you to check out this one at Christmas Switch on Up Network. And give it a watch. It was really fun. So, all right, great. Well, Amber, where can people find you?
As always, I'm at Amber Brainwaves on Twitter, and that's it.
Great. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Amy Craig, and on YouTube, youtube.com/weekendallstars.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and on YouTube. So check that out. Make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmark Views Pod, all over social media. And if you can give us a thumbs up here on this YouTube video, we really appreciate it. And if you can give us a review on iTunes, we really appreciate that as well. So thanks so much. And we will talk again soon. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.